Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. And as I was waiting before the Lord and saying, Lord, what would you have for us today? What could we share that would be a blessing to your people? And the Lord directed me to the book of Psalms. Don't you just love the book of Psalms? Regardless of where we may be at emotionally, spiritually, physically, they so speak to our hearts because there's such a transparency in, well, most of them were written by David, some by Asaph, there's some there by Solomon, Moses, but on the whole, they describe in a very truthful way what they're feeling. And this is a way of example to us that sometimes, you know, especially if we walk with the Lord for a while, you might feel that, you know, you need to be victorious, you need to be praising God, and when you don't, when you're down in the molly grubs, as Brother Glass used to say, when you're feeling oppressed, it's like you don't even want to come to the Lord because you should know better. And so as a result, we are tormented along with the oppression of the enemy with self-recrimination, self-condemnation. I know there are some folks listening to me even now that's exactly where you're at. You feel rather embarrassed. I'm just going to describe what I'm sensing. Embarrassed in your walk before the Lord. God's given you so much. He's showered His blessings in your life. You have so much to be thankful for, and you genuinely, truly are. And yet you feel your life is so much of a failure before the Lord. It seems your efforts for Him are so futile that you're not really doing anything significant for the Lord. I mean, you love Him, but it's just that you're just dissatisfied with where you're at spiritually, and you're just needing God's grace and mercy, and he can, when our own heart condemns us, there's one that's greater than our heart, praise God, and that's the Lord. And so just be encouraged, no matter how you might feel about yourself. You know what matters? It's not how you feel about yourself, it's how the Lord thinks and feels about you. So, having said all that, let's go to a very descriptive psalm of David, Psalm 69. And it's a fairly long psalm. I will not read it all. It's something that you might choose to do. But I want to look at some high points here. This is a song of David, and he was in a hard place. He was not in a good place, and he wasn't mincing words. I love David because he's very clear on how he feels. If he's not doing well, he doesn't disguise it. He doesn't sweeten it up. He just tells it like it is, and he starts by saying, "Save me, O God." Are some of you in that state? "Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul." This whole psalm talks about the fears of weakness that basically, and sometimes we can just sense our inability, our weakness, our futile efforts to grow in God. It seems like we're just our own worst enemy at times. And the enemy, of course, will certainly have us focus on all of our weakness, all of our imperfections, all the areas that we're not strong. But beloved, the Holy Spirit, through this psalm, and as He's enabling me through this broadcast, to encourage you to look at the strength of God. And so this psalm, in general, it's just a cry of a soul in utter desperation for the salvation of God. And that word sozo, it's not just the eternal salvation of our souls. Praise God for that. But we continually need saving our body, our souls, our minds, our emotions. We need to be saved as we go through this life. And there's, as we look at this psalm, there's some very apparent reasons why he's needing salvation. There, we're going to look at the conditions that David was in, and of course we can relate these to our own lives. If you may not be experiencing it right now, certainly you, in the times past, you know you've been there, or perhaps it's just around the corner, and you'll be able to reflect on these words and find hope and strength in them. But there was very real danger. He says, "Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul." There was a sense of danger. And his soul, those choice of words, it's like a vessel in a stormy sea that sprung a leak. Remember, recently I ministered on with Jesus in a storm, and these experienced, brave, seasoned fishermen who'd spent years of their life out on the lake and were used to the Sea of Galilee all of a sudden becoming stormy and wind-tossed, yet it was such a ferocious storm, demonically inspired, undoubtedly, that they were in fear of their lives. In fact, waters had come into the boat. They also were in a very, they cried out, they woke up Jesus, don't you care, they were perishing. Well, this is kind of the condition David was in. His boat had sprung a leak. Are some of you feeling like your boat has sprung a leak? Are you feeling somewhat desolate and that you don't know how much longer you're going to stay afloat? You feel like you're ready to drown? Well, the waters of sorrow and fear had come in upon David. He'd been struggling hard to keep them out, but he'd failed. The waters have prevailed and the danger is great. And beloved, some of you might be listening right now and you feel like hope is gone. You feel that you've tried and it's just not been good enough. Your best efforts weren't good enough. And you're just like, you really are sinking. You just don't feel there's any way out. And I know I've been there at times where I felt so bleak, so unable to connect with God. And this is what David was saying. He's in a dangerous position, not just of his physical life, but his spiritual life. He felt like he was sinking, drowning in the sea of fearfulness and weakness and sin and desperation. He goes on to say, in verse 2, "I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing." Beloved, now the only security we have is Jesus, our solid rock. "On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All else is sinking sand," as that beautiful hymn goes. I'm also thinking of that psalm, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and shall fear, and shall trust the Lord." Beloved, if David, this man after God's own heart, if this man, this mighty king of Israel, who never lost a battle, if he could know such depths of despair and depression, you don't need to feel bad, beloved. He was sinking in deep mire, and there was no standing. Like Jeremiah in that watery, muddy cistern, he was sinking. And there was, if it hadn't been for God's rescue, he would have perished. But Jesus is our rock, and he is the only absolute of our earthly experience. Psalm 41 and 2 says, "He set my feet upon a rock." Beloved, he was helpless. Not only was he in danger, not only was he helpless, he was hopeless. Can you relate? He says, "I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me." The waters had now come into his soul. Now he is in deep waters. And the sense of failure, that sense of self-condemnation that you might be feeling right now, well, beloved, I believe God lets us get in places like that because it's part of His plan to recognize our inability and our insufficiency. We can't do it. We can't even monitor and facilitate our spiritual growth. It is He who will perfect that which concerns us. Yes, we have to be yielded. Yes, we have to be willing. But beloved, it's not by our might. It's not by power. Well, if you've listened any length of time, you know the rest of the verse, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. It's the Lord, and sometimes He lets us get in such a dangerous, helpless, hopeless place so we can experience Him lifting us up. Praise God. Now, I'm not done. Neither is David. There's more. In verse 3, he says, I am weary of my crying. My throat is dried. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. How many of you are really bone weary? There's not only a helplessness, a hopelessness, a real danger, there's a great weariness. Oh, some of you can relate. He says, I'm weary of my crying. You know, someone once said, we've got to get to the end of our praying self as well as our working self. Sometimes we just don't have any more prayers to pray. There's just the groaning of our soul and spirit. The psalmist speaks as a child that has grown utterly tired and exhausted by his own efforts. He was just worn out. Some of you are worn out. And not only that, he's thirsty. He says, my throat is dried, mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. That's a figure of a man ready to perish in a burning sandy desert. The floods are overflowing him, yet he's dying of thirst. His crying has only brought him into a deeper place of need. This is the agony of a soul struggling for deliverance. Well, I see my time is rapidly flying by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. And with the Lord's help, we conclude on tomorrow's broadcast. You might want to just read this entire psalm before we get together again on tomorrow's broadcast time. Thank you so much for joining me. And if you have prayer needs, I do encourage you to write. UCM Partners, I want to thank you so much for your financial help. If it weren't for you, I mean, God literally meets the needs month by month, day by day, and it's going on now for almost 50 years. That's a miracle of God's faithfulness and the obedience of God's people. The Lord's speaking to your heart. Do what you can financially, and especially if He's moving on your heart to write. Don't hold back. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, beloved, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.